Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tea?
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's little Steely Dan bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. If you haven't already, please subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. And you'll get the drop on other folks. You'll know some stuff before anybody else knows it if you subscribe to my newsletter. And that, the schedule's on the newsletter, too, by the way, for the coming week. And don't forget to take the poll question also right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out John Bradbury's work that he's deposited with us over the last quite a few years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and the website is readyfounder.com. Is that right, John?
Yes.
Readyfounder.com. John's been helping us. He's been helping us not make resolutions, but help us think about resolutions and think about how to apply the resolutions, maybe to give us a little. You're sort of like that commercial, you know, we don't make the product, but we make it better. That's kind of what you're doing today, right, Brad? Right, John?
That's right. That's right. And I'm not preaching because I'm in need of everything I'm saying.
My audience knows that that whatever we talk about on this show is not preaching because I'm making payroll just like you are and just like they are, John.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're all trying to get better. So what's next?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we talked about this concept. Well, first concept is, you know, being realistic and not overdoing it in terms of what you expect of yourself. So pick something that's really important and put your time toward it, and don't try to change everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
So in the business setting, if I'm working with a client who gets feedback, they need to be a better communicator, and they know they do, then we just say, let's use the 5% rule. I want you to devote 5% of your time that you're not currently devoting to communicating with your organization,
mm-hmm.
and whatever that looks like for you. And that's actually a pretty significant chunk of time for most business leaders. That's,
yeah.
You know, 6-8 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So the second concept, another historical figure has a quote so here's the quote. It's a little bit odd, but I think very powerful. Neurosis is always a substitute for legitimate suffering.
Hmm.
Who do you think said that?
I don't know. Say it again.
Neurosis is always a substitute for legitimate suffering. It's like a game show.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I know what he means. But who said that?
Yeah, that was Carl Jung.
Jung. Oh yeah, yeah. I know some Jungians.
Very
J-U-N-G is how you spell his name. And he's the guy who said you shouldn't plan, you should just be. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'm not aware of
I
that,
know some people
that,
who are followers of yeah. his, and the psychoanalyst
mm-hmm.
Jung, and they don't, you know, I was talking to one of them, they said, "Yes, you know, why would you have a plan? Why don't you just be?" And I thought, okay, and it turns out this person, you know, didn't have a job either. So I guess it worked out pretty well for her. Anyway, go ahead. So how does that apply to us?
His point is in working with, you know, thousands, probably tens of thousands of patients over his career, he noticed that the most unhealthy people were avoiding dealing with negative issues.
Mm-hmm.
They were avoiding discomfort. They were avoiding suffering. And they created all kinds of behaviors to avoid those issues.
Hmm.
And how it relates to resolutions and keeping and maintaining your promises to yourself is that anything that is a significant change in your life involves pain and discomfort
right.
at some point. It's going to create that. And I love that phrase, legitimate suffering.
You know, mm-hmm.
It's always a substitute for legitimate suffering, which means sometimes pain and suffering or pain and discomfort means something is wrong, but plenty of times it means you're on the right track. And discomfort doesn't mean you're not making progress.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of business owners who want to feel good, particularly startup, early-stage founders, who want to feel good about the business. They want to feel good about their choice to start a business, and they avoid or deny some of the maybe festering problems that they need to encounter.
Well, here's another angle on that. Some people mm-hmm. never become business owners or not successful ones because they have a hard time making the big decisions because they fear that they're afraid of failure. If you can't become comfortable with the possibility of failure, not that you like it, nobody has to like it,
mm-hmm.
but if you can't be comfortable with the possibility of failure, then you're never going to know what you're capable of.
That's right. And failure, there's failure with a big F, and then there's failure. There are lots of failures that mm-hmm. happen almost every day mm-hmm. when you're running a business.
That's right.
That's part of the learning process.
That's what I mean. You've got to break it down into small failures as much as possible. But yeah, no, I agree with that. All right, I've got less than a minute. You want to give us another quote?
One quick one. This is a great one. It's not that I'm so smart. I just stick with problems longer. Who do you think said that?
Who said? I don't know who said that.
I'm not very smart. That was Albert Einstein.
False modesty.
Yeah, but he was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
The point was, you know, he fell off the path. He encountered all kinds of ditches and walls mm-hmm. and blind alleys.
Right.
And you know, he's saying something that most people who've had successful careers say. You know, I guess I'm naturally talented.
Let's hear it for stick-to-itiveness. Stick to those resolutions. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.